too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, December the 13th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great day today. Got a couple of guests today. Since it's Christmas right around the corner, holiday season, I want to get Jeff Gotham on from Katichi. Talk a little bit about their academies, a little bit about buying something for your golfer, a little bit about maybe some getaway packages and all that down in Katichi, a little bit about instruction and club fitting and some of that stuff. We'll talk to him at 7:25 today. Looking forward to that. One of the decorated teachers, club fitters, the guys down in the state of Georgia. Paul Strelo, our normal 8:05 guest. We have a new Clemson prospect to talk about on the Clemson radar. Very interesting, and something that could happen this as early as this weekend. Also asking about Will Putnam, the rest of the class, and Dabo's trip out to L.A. So we've got a lot to get with Paul Strelo coming up. Signing day is a week from yesterday, and we're going to be at George Coleman Ford for signing day. The early signing period begins. Looking forward to that. A lot to get into in the sports world. Clemson has more All-American teams. Christian Wilkins now a consensus All-American. We can get that. USA Today has their freshman All-American team. Trevor Lawrence, Xavier Thomas on that one. We can certainly talk about that a little bit. Tigers off still in basketball. They'll play Radford Saturday at 3. Hey, Radford's good. Told you, Radford went to Texas and won and went to Notre Dame and won. And we'll tell you a little bit about Radford coming up today and tomorrow. The Tigers were back at practice yesterday in bowl preparation for the Cotton Bowl. And Dabo Swinney made some comments about Brent Venables staying and the continuity of the staff. And we'll give you some thoughts about that. One, I guess maybe a little injury. Mitch Hyatt was in a yellow jersey. No major concern, I don't think. But maybe a little lingering shoulder effect maybe from – remember he had the shoulder issue up at Boston College. Maybe lingering a little bit. He was given a day off, so Jackson Carmen coming in there. We'll talk a little bit about Major League Baseball. The winter meetings conclude today. Looks like the Yankees and J.A. Happ, a two-year, rumored three-year now, maybe two-year deal. We can get into that a little bit. We always talk about coaches here on the show in silly season right now. It looks like Miami will be looking for a defensive coordinator today at 3 o'clock. Temple's expected to name Manny Diaz, Miami defensive coordinator, as their head coach. And I don't see how they did it again, but Syracuse avoided silly season, and they've extended Dino Babers. He's coming back. Whose house? Our house. Whose house? Our house. Juniors leaving to go pro early. I can tell you that by no one's surprise, Memphis's Darrell Henderson, running back, All-American running back, leaving them. By the way, Marquise Reed doubtful this weekend. So, looking forward to maybe see if Clemson can rebound without, play well without Marquise Reed. I'll tell you about that later. Speaking of college basketball, we did have a couple of games last night. 11th-ranked Texas Tech beat Northwestern State 79-44. 24th-ranked Houston beat Cheating LSU 82-76 last night. Houston having a pretty good academic, pretty good athletic years the last few years. ACC action, Boston College over Columbia 82-73. Boston College improves to 7-2 on the season. Unranked Louisville down Lipscomb 72-68 in that ball game. They won. They're now 7-3. And we had unranked SEC last night. I talked about LSU and Houston. Ole Miss over Southeast Louisiana 69-47. Ole Miss now 7-2. Houston, oh, by the way, 9-0 on this season. So a little college basketball news and notes for you. Some recruiting stuff outside of Paul Strelo. There's one player who has flipped and now flipped back. I'll tell you who that is coming up. Also give you some decision dates from some of the best players in the country. So like Kayvon Thibodeau, who's down to a bunch of teams. Evan Neal, Trey Sanders, some of the top, N'Kobe Dean, some top players out there. We'll tell you who they're looking at, some five stars, and what their decision dates look like a little bit today. I've got some topics to get into. In segment two, he didn't know it yet. In segment two, normally the Zach Orr segment, he picks what we talk about. Just changing it up, I pick what we talk about, but one of the things we're going to do is I'm going to interview Zach Orr today. He was not on our panel last night. He was too busy signing autographs, getting his picture made, and kissing babies and pressing the flesh one at a time and last night. But I want to know his thoughts on all the bowl games, his thoughts on the college football playoff teams, who's going to be in it next year, the fixing the bowl game. So he'll take place of the panel from some of the guys last night. I have the best quotes from college football in 2018 to get to today. Looking forward to that. I have some freshman notes from Clemson practice. A couple of redshirt guys looking really good yesterday. I understand. We'll talk about that a little bit. Talk about 2000 Clemson 19 football a little bit as well. Rivals.com has their top 250 out. 63 players interested in Clemson that I know of. We can talk about that a little bit. For you Gamecock fans talking recruiting, I'll give you the rest of your board. You're down to about 10 players now. I'll tell you who else is on their board. And we'll get into that article yesterday about expanding the playoffs. Got a lot to do, as you can tell. Jeff Gotham, 725. Paul Strelo, 805. You don't want to miss any of that. But by far, the most important thing I do every single day besides kiss my beautiful wife goodbye is introduce the man, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, captain of the ship, El Capitan, and the man last night that was really the center of attention, Zach Orr. Yebo!
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Fantastic. Fantastical.
Fantastical.
You had a long day yesterday.
It wasn't too bad. Wasn't too bad at all.
Knocked off with some suds last night.
had a beverage or two. And you
deserved a frosty mug last night.
But no, I was not the attention center of attention last night. That would be you in the middle there, just dishing and diving up there on the panel.
He drives, he dishes, he distributes. He's a PTP. Hard to believe Dick Vitale's lasted this long, huh?
It's crazy.
One trick pony. Anyway, how's your life?
It's fine. Not too bad.
Great to see your better half last night.
Yeah, always. It was nice to hear it come out.
Your better half is one of these people that when they walk in the room, the place is better.
It's not bad at all.
Yeah, she's good.
It's great because she can talk to people by herself.
Yes.
And I don't have to be right next to her or her right next to me the entire time. And I very much enjoy that.
In basketball terms, she moves well without the ball.
She moves well without the ball. to keep it sports show related.
Right. Yeah. Your thoughts last night? We were at Mellow Mushroom for the Mellow Mania Bowl Bash. Your thoughts on that? What did you else do the rest of the day? What you got coming up today? Just catch me up on the world that is Zach Orr.
I thought last night went about as well as it possibly could have gone, right? Unless I missed something crazy. It was a Wednesday night with half the students gone from town because finals are wrapping up at the end of the week here. And we had standing room only at Mellow last night. So it was really awesome to see everybody come out and support the show and get out here and be a part of it, fill out a bracket, hopefully win some free pizza, win a cooler. And yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun last night.
Anything else going on in your world yesterday?
Nothing that it was as notable as what happened last night. Just a little this, a little that.
Yeah. Got a text this morning at 5:52 last night.
Yeah.
Turns on 105.5 to hear Walt. Mickey talks, turn station. You answered back, laugh aloud. Thanks for listening last night, your friends at the Mickey Potter Show.
You must have hated last night's show, friend. Mickey did a lot of talking on that.
No, I was the, I tried to keep it light. I always tried to joke last night, you know.
Yeah, no, I thought it was good. I had some positive feedback from the crowd there, and it was fun.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
A lot of fans of Mickey Plowler coming out last night.
I didn't get that.
And
sense.
What I've noticed over the years of meeting people now is they always ask me the same question, without fail.
Here we go.
They go, "Hey man, are you Zach?" I go, "Yeah." And we talk for a second and say, you know, appreciate it. And I love listening to you guys in the morning. And like the last question they always ask every single one of them, "Man, how you been with Mickey every day?" Every time.
I thought it would have been, "Man, do you know how lucky you are you get to put it with Mickey every day?"
And I go, in small doses. And they always laugh and we walk away from the conversations.
What you tell them is until about 9:05 every day, and then I don't have to see him until 6 o'clock the next morning.
Exactly right.
It's the judge sentenced you to it.
Mm-hmm. A little community service here.
I like it. I'm looking forward to segment two. You're going to be the panelist.
Evidently.
I'm glad I came up with it.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. Anything catch your eye? The J.A. Happ stuff. You're a Yankee fan. J.A. Happ.
Yeah. Now you're telling me it's 2 years? I saw 3 years last night when we were at the show.
I saw last night beforehand it was going to be three. And Qualt came up to me and goes, "Oh, my God, you're getting a Happ for three. We want to only give him two." You know, if you want a major league pitcher now, all you have to do is offer one more year, because that's why we didn't get Corbin. We wanted to go five. They wanted to go six. He went to with six. Happ, they wanted to go two. Went with three. But I'll check and see here again. I thought I saw where they got him down to two. Whenever you are paying an extra year, it's going to cost you.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not going to work out that way. I'm looking now. Bear with me a second here, Mr. Or 24. Jack Lake Tonto. We were Eskimo Watch Brothers last night. That was nice.
There was a picture taken.
Yes, I love that.
So the Yanks have, what, three lefties in their rotation now?
Which I'm telling you, they need to do more of that. Happ right now. $55 million career salary. This one, it doesn't really say. Either two or three. Yeah, here's why you got
two here. I'm from Yahoo.
Really? Two?
Yep.
Good. Here's why you, and look, let me be clear about J.A. Happ. The playoff game against Boston, disaster. I'll give you that. No doubt about it. He was 7-0 in his other starts, though. If not for J.A. Happ, well, they still would have made the playoffs, obviously, but he pitched well. He was their best pitcher coming down the stretch. And he's a left-hander, so he gives him three left-handers. Sabathia, Paxton, and Happ.
So you're going to go Severino, Paxton, Tanaka, Happ.
Sabathia.
Or you'd probably split up your lefties, right? So you probably go Severino.
Paxton.
Tanaka. Well, then, yeah.
Happ Sabathia.
Yeah.
But remember this. Left field is Death Valley. Left center is Death Valley, Yankee Stadium.
That is true.
Short porch and right field. Everybody against right-handers, you bet left-handers. Most home run hitters are pull hitters. I think you need left-handers. Left-handers are more successful in Yankee Stadium than right-handers, so I like that idea. I like that an awful lot. Did you learn anything from Clemson football yesterday?
From the practice yesterday? Practice thoughts?
Yeah.
Obviously, Mitch Haya, as you mentioned, had the yellow jersey on when they didn't have pads on, so that was a little peculiar to look at.
Yeah. Still got some time, though.
Dabo said it was he was fine. It was simply the recipient of a well-deserved day off to the app.
Didn't used to have 11 days off, though, or whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What else do we say? Evidently, Justin Maskell looked good. The red shirts. KJ Henry looks stronger.
I needed to hear both of those.
Jordan McFadden played left tackle a little bit against Cleveland Farrell, so that's cool.
Yeah, and, let me tell you something, bud. On those three guys, that was what I was going to talk about. If you notice this, Clemson doesn't, it's like they don't miss on players. It's like they do a really, really, really good job of evaluating, and then they do a good job of developing. And don't get me wrong, they still miss on players. I mean, you're not going to hit on everybody all the time. But let's talk about that last class. I've got a minute here. I can do this. As a matter of fact, we're gonna get more on this in our third segment here. But let's talk about the last class. Obviously, they hit on Trevor Lawrence, right?
Yes.
De'Aaron Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
Xavier Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
KJ Henry.
Mm, so far, I guess.
Oh, he will be. Jackson Carmen.
Yes.
Justin Ross.
Yes.
Both Kyler McMichael and Mario Goodrich.
Both have played.
Mike Jones looked good when he was in there. Mm-hmm. Like him a lot. Masco. Mm-hmm. They love his motor. Lin J.
Mm-hmm.
Jake Venables.
I mean, I guess we're going to find out down the road.
Put him in there, man. He makes plays. Braden Galloway.
We're going to find out down the road.
Don't know enough about Darnell Jeffries yet. Jordan McFadden. Returns are good.
Yeah, returns look great so far.
And BT Potter.
Yes, they've hit on BT
Potter. It's the greatest class in Clemson history. But my point is, like, they don't miss on guys. Sure. I mean, you they signed 17 guys last year. They're going to hit on at least 15 of those guys. It's a great job of evaluation, then a great job of development out of it. And the guys in the last class before that, maybe Lee Anthony Williams is not big enough or strong enough yet. But think about it like this. Hunter Johnson's gone, but T. Higgins, keep this thing going here for a little bit like this thing. T. Higgins is a hit, right? A.J. Terrell?
A.J. Terrell is a hit.
Lee Anthony Williams, still too, is a redshirt freshman. Too early to tell, but let's see how it works out. Jordan Williams?
Hit.
Chase Bryce?
Bryce Chase, yes. Yeah. Hit.
Matt Bockhorst?
Yes.
Amari Rodgers?
Yep.
Justin Foster's played a bunch so far?
Matt Bockhorst was a 4-star. People forget that.
Oh, yeah. Justin Foster?
Yeah.
Travis Etienne?
Of course.
Now, it's early to tell. DeHaan's been injured.
Mm-hmm.
Too early on Blake Vincent, but I understand they like Vincent. And Logan Rudolph, the guy always seems to make plays when he's in there so far. I think about moving Logan Rudolph to tight end maybe if Garrett Williams goes pro. Mm-hmm. I mean, not goes pro, Lee School, goes to the Marines. And then Baylen Specter, who on special teams guy makes plays so far. Again, man, that's back-to-back years. That's 14 guys. That's 31 guys, man. They've hit on about 28 or 31. And that's really part of the reason why they play so many players. But that's just your freshman and redshirt freshman guys right there.
Logan Rudolph can play defensive end as long as he wants to, still based on his commitment video, if you recall.
Yeah, of course.
Just chopping wood.
I mean, and so let me quickly give you, I keep saying this, the class before that. Shaq Smith is taking some developmental time, but mm-hmm. he's going to be a good player still. Trey Lamar, Dexter Lawrence, Cornell Powell, you know, maybe not what we thought so far, but he's still got time. He's got two more years left. Trayvon Mullen, T.J. Chase, yeah, Fisher's still got some time. Kelly, we got to find out about. Cooper got out of there. Pollard, he's been a good player. Pinckney's been a good player. Overton, John Simpson, Isaiah Simmons, Skalski, who's going to play in the playoffs. Kayvon Wallace, even Nolan Turner, Cade Stewart have started some games now. They just continue to hit on players, man. Like, they don't miss. They don't have to run guys off because they can't play. I'm amazed by that. Really amazed. They do a great job with that. All right. Before our break, I want to tell you about Engineered Sleep. Pay attention if you live and work in Greenville, South Carolina. I told you this last couple of days. This is an amazing, really, really cool deal they have at Engineered Sleep right now. If you work at, get my complete list of the things. If you work at Michelin, if you work at ScanSource, if you work at the Greenville Hospital Systems or Bond Secure St. Francis, now they offer employee discounts to Engineered Sleep. They've teamed with these folks. If you work for one of these companies, you receive a discount, a nice discount on their mattresses. If you listen to here at WCCP as well, but tell those folks if you work with those people, work with those great companies, that you are you're entitled for the new business partnership, the new Engineer Sleep discount as far as that goes. I love it. Custom design mattress, custom made mattress. I keep hearing from people all over the place that have them that we've got Engineer Sleep mattress. Pretty soon we'll get Zach and Kristen Engineer Sleep mattress. That'd be a good wedding gift, wouldn't it? Get to Engineer Sleep. Engineersleep.com, 627 Congaree Road over in Greenville. Take care of that big advantage, that big discount. You're going to love it. Great friends there. Let's take a break. We'll come back. I'm going to interview Zach Orr for segment two right after this.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson or online at mnlsupply.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
The staff at Black Smokehouse in Seneca want to thank all of our customers for such a blessed year. And in this time of celebration, we want to highlight another local small business, Wilkerson Lawn Care. They provide all types of grass maintenance, grass feed, mulch, plant installations, and more. Give Jalen a call at 864-401-5396 for a free estimate. Join us in supporting local small businesses this holiday season. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Black Smokehouse and all of our friends in the community.
If you've given up looking for something different for Christmas, try a 2019 Mellow Mushroom Calendar, available at Mellow Mushroom Clemson. It's the perfect gift or stocking stuffer for that hard-to-buy for a person on your list, and it's full of coupons you can use all year long. And for fundraising events, see Mellow Mushroom Clemson for ideas to help your club, team, or organization reach its goals. Happy holidays from Mellow Mushroom, 1007 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson.
Are you all in for Clemson? The official all-in rag is your new favorite accessory to take to the game, tailgate, and a great stocking stuffer for the Tiger fan in your life. These exclusive, just-released all-in rags are available at all Tiger Sport Shop locations and online at officialallinrag.com. Be a part of the all-in wave and grab one before they're gone. A portion of the proceeds will be donated to Dabo's All-In Foundation. Printed in the USA. Get yours today. officialallinrag.com or buy in person at any Tiger Sport Shop location. Go Tigers! There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from, crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14-karat gold. Now Turner's carries the Pandora University charms so you can show your team spirit, and Turner's has the new Groove brand silicone tiger paw bands and has the only selection of Levion in the tri-state area. It's all happening at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Center Place in Seneca or online at turnersjewelers.com.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
The Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
We can do anything we want.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Lumber, remember the number 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber is a full service lumber yard. They want to take care of you. I mentioned this a little bit yesterday. I'm here to give you some holiday season advice. Zach Orman, store 24. I know women. I know women.
Do you?
Yes.
And?
They love cabinets.
They love cabinets.
Yeah. Cabinets are very important to women. And I didn't know this until recently.
They're not as important to me.
No, me and you, we don't care. We'll throw stuff on the floor. Custom design, custom made cabinets are big. Call Wes,
cabinets in your mudroom, in your laundry room, in your kitchen, in your bathrooms, in your bedrooms, home entertainment centers type stuff. You're going to just love this. It is our absolutely wonderful friends, Wes and the great people at Harbin Lumber. Get it done right with the best in the business. HarbinLumber.com, Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. You ready for segment two, Mr. Zach Orr?
Absolutely.
Normally, I'll let you dictate and take it, but we're going to switch gears.
What I think is important about today's segment two, while you're going to be asking me some questions, I need you to answer a couple of them as well. Based on the fact that you did the same thing last night. I can't have you distribute for 3 hours in a segment. I won't have it.
All right.
I'm a team player here.
All right. In segment one, we went over opening thoughts about bowls, and also I asked him a quick thought on Clemson, South Carolina, and Georgia bowl game. So I'll ask you, opening thought to the college football season.
Opening thoughts on the college football bowl season,
yep.
Part two, if you will. You know what? It's an exciting time of year. People get really excited about it. You can watch bowl games at seemingly all hours of the day, right?
Right.
There's games at 1:30, 2:30, 3:30, and so on. There's too many bowl games, first and foremost. There's too many of them. The bowl games have kind of been lessened in value with the introduction of the playoff and the New Year's Six kind of sticking around as the major destination bowls. To me, there's too many bowl games. I'm excited about them. I'm looking forward to them, to picking every single one of them for the pick'em contest we're going to do here at the station again. But, yeah, there's too many stinking bowl games.
All right. Next, a thought on we first started with South Carolina's bowl game.
You started with the Belk Bowl.
Yeah.
The Belk Bowl will be interesting. Can Bronco Mendenhall get a Virginia team ready to go down to Charlotte and face a Debo Samuel-less South Carolina Gamecock squad? Will Muschamp have that team ready to play without their most formidable threat on offense? Who's going to pick up that slack? Will it be Edwards? Will it be Shai Smith? It's going to be interesting to see a South Carolina response to that. You would assume, based on what you've seen so far this season, that Virginia and Bronco Mendenhall are going to be ready to play, regardless of the opponent.
Irregardless
of the opponent, that's fantastic. I do that without even thinking at this point. You've said that so many times. I corrected my mother on the phone the other day. She said, irregardless. What? So you would assume Virginia's going to give him a game. I'm still kind of leaning towards the Gamecocks, if we're going to be honest.
Georgia.
Georgia, disappointing end of their season. They want it to be anywhere but where they are now. Texas is going to be a tough out. There's no doubt about it. You're super high on Texas, and I want to get your thoughts on this game specifically.
Not this game, but for the future.
For the future. You love Tom Herman out there. You love what they're pulling in. You love the money. You're all about, okay, cool, hook 'em, the quote of the year in college football. And it's been fun. But Georgia has just a lot, and they have probably too much for Texas this season, as you just hinted at there. They've been playing well-ish on the offensive side of the ball. Defense probably can tighten things up. I think they might be exposed for a little bit, but Georgia is probably going to run away with that one.
And Clemson Notre Dame.
Clemson Notre Dame is going to be a lot of fun. We read a quote this morning about the Notre Dame.
I don't think that's a real quote, is it?
Maybe having said they think we're a bye week for Clemson. You know, it turns out they're probably going to be. But it's a game between two programs. One that's just unbelievably storied. And there's a connection here at Clemson, of course, with your SID being a Notre Dame grad and being at Clemson for 30-plus years. And there's something there, especially after that 2013 game in the Hurricane. And it's a game that I think the fan base for both schools are really looking forward to. And you can count both of us among that.
Okay. We did this. You got to do this next for me. We got to pick every single game quickly. I'll go over it right
every
now.
Every single game?
Every game. We did it last night. You got to do it now.
We Cure did Bowl. 20 and 20, if I recall correctly.
Here we go. Cure, just give me a winner. Cure Bowl, Tulane, Louisiana.
Louisiana.
New Mexico Bowl, Utah State, North Texas.
Utah State.
Mitsubishi Las Vegas Bowl, Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl, Arizona State, Herm the Worm, Fresno State.
Herm the Worm, baby.
The Raycom Media Camellia Bowl, Georgia Southern, Eastern Michigan.
Georgia Southern.
Arnell Carrier's New Orleans Bowl, Middle Tennessee State, Appalachian State.
App.
Cherry Bondi, whatever that is. Cherry Bondi. Boca Raton Bowl, UAB and Northern Illinois.
UAB.
DXL Frisco Bowl, San Diego State, Ohio.
San Diego State will lose that game. Ohio wins it.
Bad Boy Moore's Gasparilla Bowl, Marshall, South Florida.
the best name of all the bowl games.
Love it.
And we're going to go with South Florida. Because isn't it in their stadium?
It is.
Yeah.
It's in Raymond James Stadium. Nice bowl trip. Makers wanted Bahamas Bowl, Florida International, Toledo.
That's not a bad trip if you can get it. Toledo's going to be excited to be down there. Give me Toledo.
Famous Idaho Potato Bowl, Western Michigan, BYU.
BYU.
Jared Birmingham Bowl, Memphis and Wake Forest.
Memphis.
Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl, Houston Army.
Army.
Dollar General Bowl, Buffalo and Troy.
Troy. No, Buffalo. Buffalo's playing too well.
Of course the Dollar General Bowl will be in Mobile. SoFi Hawaii Bowl, Hawaii and Louisiana Tech.
Hawaii, home field advantage.
I don't know what that is. SurPro First Responders Bowl, Boston College, Boise State.
BC's offense wakes up.
Quick Lane Bowl, Minnesota, Georgia Tech.
Minnesota. Paul Johnson loses his last career game.
Cheez-It Bowl, California, TCU.
California loses the TCU and the Horned Frogs.
Walk-on Independence Bowl, Ed Foley and Temple against Duke.
Temple, of course. How can you pick anybody else?
In a van down by the river. New Era Pinstripe Bowl, Miami and Wisconsin.
How's that guy not get hired, by the way?
You got to hire the guy.
How does it not happen?
I don't know. You got to hire the guy.
Who in Wisconsin?
New Era Pinstripe Bowl, Miami, Wisconsin.
Miami.
Academic Sports Outdoors, Texas Bowl, Baylor, Vanderbilt.
Vandy.
Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl, Purdue and Auburn.
Purdue and Rondell Moore.
The Camping World Bowl, West Virginia, Syracuse.
Syracuse.
Valero Alamo Bowl, Iowa State, Washington State.
Washington State, of course.
Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, Florida and Michigan.
Michigan.
Belk Bowl, South Carolina, Virginia.
I'm leading South Carolina right now.
Nova Home Loans, Arizona Bowl, Arkansas State, Nevada.
Nevada.
The Military Bowl presented by Northrop Grumman, Cincinnati, Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech.
Hyundai Sun Bowl, Stanford, Pittsburgh.
Pitt.
Red Box Bowl, Michigan State and Oregon.
Oregon.
AutoZone Liberty Bowl, Missouri and Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State.
San Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl, Northwestern, Utah.
Northwestern.
Tax Slayer Gator Bowl, NC State, Texas A&M.
A&M.
Outback Bowl, Mississippi State, Iowa.
We're going to go Iowa there.
PlayStation Fiesta Bowl, LSU, Central Florida.
We're going to go LSU there.
VRBO Citrus Bowl, Kentucky, Penn State.
We're going to go with the Nittany Lions.
Rose Bowl presented by Northwestern Mutual, Washington, Ohio State.
We're going to go with Ohio State.
All-State Sugar Bowl, Texas, Georgia.
Georgia.
The Capital One Orange Bowl, College Football Playoff Semifinal, Oklahoma and Alabama.
Oklahoma loses the game, Alabama.
The Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic by the College Football Playoff Semifinals, Notre Dame and Clemson. And in the College Football National Championship game, Clemson, Alabama.
I have Clemson winning that.
Okay, nice. Good stuff. Now, the other things we did was I asked what, and again, in case you missed our Melomania Bowl Bash last night, Zach Gore's not on the panel. He's on the panel today, on the hot seat today. I asked.
If you did miss it last night, it's all uploaded to the podcast.
It is?
Road Rage. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
She's there. She's ready to go.
And if you're expecting to hear Walt Deptula, but you heard my voice instead and turn it, you can still go back and listen to it. Just Walt's part.
I hope that guy answers.
I did too. I asked last night, the teams that aren't in the playoffs this year, but will be in the playoffs next year or in immediate future, give me a team or two that you'd like moving forward.
Team in the play, not in the playoff this year, but will be in the next year or immediate future.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, you would have to. The obvious one would be Georgia, right?
Yep.
The obvious one would be Georgia.
They have so much talent. Even Kirby Smart can't screw it up. Yes,
exactly right. If you're going to push me on another one, you could probably talk about Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Is it too soon to start talking about your darlings in Texas? Either one of them, Texas or A&M.
Next year they contend. They contended this year, but next year they really contend.
Texas probably has a better shot to contend earlier than A&M. No.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. A&M lost some close ones this year.
Can Eddie O get that team over the hump down in Baton Rouge?
Oh, I don't really know. Go Tigers. Go Tigers. No, I don't know. I'm not counting LSU. I'm not counting Southern Cal. I'm not counting Michigan right now. I can't depend on those teams right now. I said Texas. I said A&M. I said Ohio State, Georgia,
to what we just said. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those right there.
Fantastic.
Also, oh.
One of the things to fit 3 hours in a segment here.
Yeah, I know, but we're doing it. We're doing it. One of the things I said was fix the system. Players are skipping bowls, low attendance at bowls, 68 bowl games, coaches leaving, coordinators leaving, low interest at times. Are we going to expand? If we expand, how are we going to expand? How many are we going to expand? When are we going to expand? Just give us an overview of the future of the playoffs, a future of the bowl games and playoffs.
The overview of it, we're going to expand at some point. As Reese had talked about on that Pick'em show, the community, or excuse me, the college presidents and the ADs around the country are not interested in expanding the playoff at this point in time. It's going to happen at some point, and it's probably going to be after the ESPN TV deal is up, and then they'll look into expanding to a 6 or an 8. I don't think it's going to be a one-time fix. I think down the road we're going to see maybe 2 or 3 instances of expansion for the playoff. Eventually, all these bowl games will go by the wayside, and you'll have a just a set number. I think the New Year's Six always stay around, or even you have less of them and you have stricter requirements to get into them. It's not 6 wins, maybe it's 7, maybe it's 8, and you have less teams, less bowl games, more interest. Thoughts?
Less bowl games?
Less bowl games.
Yeah, see, I don't think we're going less bowl games, just simply because Myrtle Beach wants one. I gotta tell you, man.
Who's gonna go to that?
Well, I'll be honest with you. How much time you spent in Myrtle Beach?
North Myrtle. I spent a week once.
If you are too good for Dirty Myrtle, my wife always says this. If you ever get your bitches get too big for Dirty Myrtle, then you get too big for yourself. That you know what? You can always go back to Dirty Myrtle. You know. So, but I'll tell you this: if you had a chance to go to, let me ask you.
Just trying to play a little putt putt.
Let's say the New York Giants are playing an exhibition game. Yeah. And you get free tickets.
Yeah.
Would you rather go if they're playing in Mobile, Alabama, or Dirty Myrtle?
I mean, you're probably going to the old Dirty Myrtle down there.
That's what I'm saying. At least it's a little bit of a destination.
Just cruising the old strip. Maybe hit a little putt-putt on the way in and out.
Try not to get shot. Going over to a little Ripley's Believe It or Not, see the bearded lady.
Go to a little way off-Broadway production of whatever show's in town that afternoon.
Yeah, you got
to
get up here, a little Dixie Stampede.
Hey. I'm not going to pretend I haven't been in the Dixie Stampede.
Hey, man, you know, you got to go get you a little south of the border over there when you're coming on town. Then mm-hmm. you got to go get mm-hmm. you a little Excalibur.
Go out a little bit outside of town to Rio's Brazilian Steakhouse.
I like Brazilian Steakhouse. I got you there.
That ain't bad.
Check out a little Gay Dolphin down there. Get you some souvenirs. You got to go by, what's the place?
With the it's like the boardwalks all over the place, and you throw the bread in. There's like 4 million catfish down there.
Oh yeah, that's like a boardwalk.
It's disgusting.
Oh, it is.
It is disgusting.
That is disgusting. I give you that. Gotta go shopping over there.
Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff to do.
Go to a little Alabama show, whatever.
Yeah.
Broadway at the beach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta see all that. I'm with you on that one. I don't know about less bowl games though. Sound like you get a little Dirty Myrtle in there.
Dirty Myrtle.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been through that wonderful town. You can go the other side of town, take the highway a little bit, and get to that water park that should have closed down 2 decades ago.
Get you a little helicopter ride over there for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Every time I go to Myrtle Beach, I don't want to get shot. Just don't shoot me. Try not to get shot. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come. I enjoyed segment 2 with you, buddy.
Oh, yeah. It was a good time.
All right. We'll come back. When we do, we'll open up phone lines. Love to hear from you. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Health Care text line 986-1566. You can also reach us on our on my Twitter feed, at least, at Mickey Potter. Hey, what's the place that sells all the towels and the T-shirts and the, you know, the great big store there? You can buy a little seashell in there with your name on it. You know, get the hermit crabs.
I don't
know. Gotta go buy a hermit crab, man. How can you go to Dirty Myrtle and not get your hermit crab?
Let me be clear about something. If I ever go to that bowl game down there, I will be coming back with a hermit crab.
My wife says, Zach seems to be hating on wild water and waves.
That's it. That's the one.
She said it's a state-of-the-art water park. Hey, Merritt, tell me this. What's the name of the, wings. You got to go into wings, man.
You got to go to wings.
And get you a, either a Hillary t-shirt or a Donald Trump t-shirt. Get you a Tupac t-shirt. You got to get you a shot glass with your name on it. I don't know how you don't like Dirty Myrtle, man.
Listen, it's not bad. It's certainly not great.
Right.
But it's not bad.
I think it got a little Ripley's, believe it or not. Is it still down there? I don't know if it's still down there.
I don't know. I'm not going to lie to you.
It always scared me. The guy had two pupils in each eye. I didn't like that as a kid.
We stayed at the Hilton on the beach there, and we just kind of walked out. We were pretty secluded for most of the time.
Yeah. Man, you got to go to Wings.
Wings.
If you go to Wings.
They're always having a going out of business sale.
Oh, yeah. It's always got a big 50% off sale in there. If you go to Wings, there's a chance you can get a towel, a Budweiser towel. You can always get one of those.
I saw a guy buying a towel that, you know, he could put hold up to himself and like his head, and then the body was a woman in a bikini.
Nice.
I'm like, dude, I mean, you're crossing the game there, right?
That's it.
You paid money for that, man.
That's it. You know what? Maybe even catch a little bingo.
Hey, listen, I'm not going to hate on bingo. I'm not going to pretend I'm too big for bingo.
Get you a little putt-putt over there at Dinosaur Land.
Putt-putt gets competitive out there. You can always pick up a foursome. You can always pick up a pair there to play. And it's fun.
Got some Big Johnson t-shirts. Yeah, you got to do it, man.
Don't forget the airbrush couples t-shirts.
Yes.
The hats even.
Yes, you got to do all that. Mm-hmm. It's a bowl game at Dirty Mert.
Man, that's going to be an adventure.
My wife said I always go to Bargain Beach Buys. Of course. Yeah. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. Give me a little plastic shovel that's going to snap when I start shoveling with it.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly right.
We got to take a break.
Go by the outlet stores on the way in over there. Tanger Outlet Malls, whatever that place is. Short break. We'll come back much more in your turn right after this.
With only days remaining in the open enrollment health insurance deadline, now's your time to act fast. Mark Miesbauer with Health Markets Insurance is here to offer you the best plan at the lowest price guaranteed. Mark searches thousands of plans until he finds the one that fits your specific needs. You might even qualify for free health insurance with no monthly premiums. Don't pay more than you have to. Call Mark Miesbauer with Health Markets today, 864-214-2375, 864-214-2375.
Mellow Mushroom Clemson is much more than awesome pizza. If you need catering for the holidays, our catering menu is full of goodies like fresh salads, sandwich platters, and our amazing pasta salad. It's ideal for holiday parties, graduation parties, and employee appreciation parties. And in the spirit of giving, get a Mellow Mushroom Clemson Holiday gift card, and you'll receive a $5 bounce back for more savings. Happy Holidays from Mellow Mushroom, 1007 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take red. 800-506-2734.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, my God, dude. I can't tell you how much I appreciate this.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break.
Hey, don't forget about our friends at Pajamagram. Guys, you're going to mess the thing up. You don't know what size she wears. You don't know what she wants. You can't pick out the colors. Let these folks do it for you right now. It's easy at Pajamagram, the perfect 10 pajamas. But from Pajamagram.com, America's pajama experts. Because their perfect 10 are created to be the pajamas of her dreams, to feel like silk, softer than silk, the gentle touch, she's going to love it, no doubt about that. And she's going to feel like a 10, look like a 10 in her perfect 10 pajamas. Best of all, man, your gift wrapping, quite frankly, it leaves a lot to be desired. So, go by and see your friends at Pajamagram, and they'll get the free gift wrapping packaging available there. Christmas delivery still guaranteed at this point in time. Everything's backed by 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk absolutely nothing. The perfect gym pajamas are destined to sell out, so get them today. Pajamagram.com, call 1-800-GET-PJs. That's Pajamagram.com, and don't forget to tell them that Mickey sent you. Very important. Two very important things here, Mr. Or 24. Chris writes in, hermit crab, shark's tooth, and necklace, and a boogie board, the trifecta from Chris when you go over to Wings. And then one thing we didn't talk about, buddy, and I can't believe we got this far without it. Whenever you go to Dirty Mert, you got to get a little Medieval Times in there for you. The good thing about Medieval Times is that if you forget about it, there's another billboard like coming into Dirty Mert every 5 yards.
Have you been?
Medieval time. Never been.
You never been?
No. Do you ever seen the movie Cable Guy?
Yeah.
You know where he goes, red team's going down, going down, down. That's what it is, man. You got to eat with your hands, right? You're going to joust somebody? You can't forget about a little Medieval Times to go over Dirty Mert. That's good. You got two bowl teams coming in. I think they need to joust each other at Medieval Times.
There's one in New Jersey as well.
Really?
And we went on a school trip in like fifth grade. It's fantastic. And then when we went back, I was a chaperone for my little brother's trip.
Yeah.
It was not as fantastic.
Yeah. So what? How old were you when it was fantastic?
You're like, 10, 11, 12, right in that age.
Yeah. And then how old were you when it wasn't fantastic?
18.
See, this is what Meredith and I are talking about this right now. Do you realize the zoos and the water parks and the bad television we have to watch here in the next 5 or 10 years? I got to watch...
Gonna be watching a lot of cartoons.
Watch little Muppet Babies.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna watch a lot of stuff, man, next couple of years.
A lot of fun stuff.
Yeah. In Jersey, y'all have a Dirty Mert?
Do we have a Dirty Mert?
Yeah.
Point Pleasant. Point Pleasant, the beach down there.
Hey, my buddy who lives in the Bronx, Roy, said there's a Medieval Times right there beside MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Are there billboards every 5 yards?
No, it's not quite as advertised, if we're going to be honest.
Okay. I tell you what we need to have.
Yeah, down there off Route 9.
You know what we need to have?
What's that?
The red team from MetLife Stadium coming down and playing the Dirty Mert Blues in a little jousting contest.
Listen, man, it's fun. It's fun when you're a kid. And I'm sure your kid in a couple of years would love it.
I'm going to love it.
But it's quite the interesting
thing. Oh, let's be clear about something. My kid's going to get a little Dirty Mert in there. Let's be clear.
Save him the pain and anguish in his life. And keep him away from it.
Danny Pierman always told me this. A guy who's very well compensated, got a bunch of money, and does and goes very nice vacations all over the place. He said, if you ever get too big for Dirty Mert, you get too big for your britches.
Man.
I love it. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Myrtle Beach is getting a bowl game. Snap Hook, you been to Myrtle Beach. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
Man, we're so doggone good right now. Can't beat it.
Zach, if Mickey Plyler says that he did not get a tribal band in a tattoo, he's lying.
That's right, man.
I'm telling you.
You got to do
he's had a couple.
That's right. You got to be able to do it, buddy.
Got to.
Yep.
Got to. Mickey, my wife works at Michelin, and we're probably going to take advantage of that engineered sleep discount there.
I don't blame you, man. It's a great deal, no doubt.
I got to. Got to do something, man.
Yeah.
Got to keep golfing back limber. You know what I mean?
You're going to love it. You're going to absolutely love it.
She had her Christmas party last night, and I met a gentleman. He's 72 years old. He's a member at Furman and carries a 2.4 handicap and shot his age Monday.
I love it.
He said, anytime I want to come out and gamble with him,
yeah,
bring your money. He'll take my money.
Yeah. Hey, when you go to a Christmas party now with Mrs. Snaphook, do y'all introduce yourself as Snaphook and Mrs. Snaphook?
Yeah, it's funny. She's actually more famous than I am when it comes to that aspect. Everybody at work knows her as Mrs. Snaphook, and they make sure they know what time she's going to leave, so they get about a 30-minute head start from the drive home.
When anybody ever talks about carpooling, she's out, they always leave the conversation, though.
Absolutely. No, they don't want to ride with her.
There's no chance of her ever doing any Uber driving. Right?
Absolutely not. They would pull her driving record and probably suspend her license if she ever applied for an Uber driver.
I hear you, brother.
There's no way. I'll tell on her. She took her driver's test at the Pickens DMV. Yeah, she failed 5 times before they gave her a license.
I can't believe it, man.
The DMV officer made her promise that she would never parallel park ever, and she'd give her a driver's license.
She drives around until she finds another spot. Can't parallel park.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, if that's a lie, I'll have her call in and tell you the truth. I promise.
That's the truth.
Sixth time she got her driver's license. You can't make that up, no doubt.
Sorry to hear
that. That way, hey, it's just my insurance. It's money. You can't take it with you.
No, I'm with you.
Got to do something. But, we're going to take advantage of that engineered sleep discount for sure. Do you go on their website and, have to show an employee ID? Do you know exactly how it works?
I don't know how it works. Call them up. Go by and see them. Call them up. But the main thing, stop by their warehouse there, and, man, you can go test out those beds and take your little nap on them, whatever. They'd love to have you over.
10-4, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Appreciate the phone call. Your friend William. Hey, William and George, I can't figure it out. Are you and Zach Orr, y'all on good terms right now? Everything good between you two guys, or y'all feuding like a little old married couple?
Dude, I ain't doing all that. I called in to talk on the show.
Okay.
You guys just do your thing.
All right. I got you.
Kind of frustrated right now, man.
Why, man?
Have y'all heard? Have y'all? Because I want to listen to your station, but y'all don't want to hear nobody's opinion but Clemson.
That's not true.
It gets kind of.
We're just talking about.
It gets kind of frustrating.
Can I talk?
Please?
Sure.
I mean, I'm not saying anything bad about it. It's just I appreciate y'all bringing Georgia up. I really do. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate that. But I called in yesterday to Quark and Kelly, and all I was trying to do was make a point. I wasn't comparing it. I was trying to can we agree on this? When a coach makes a bad call, it's a bad call, period, right? It's a bad call. Whoever makes it, it's a bad call.
Right.
If it works, listen, it ain't got nothing to do with 4th and 11. I'm frustrated about that, too. I can't understand why he called it, when he called it. I mean, he's seen the play, he's seen it somewhere, but he shouldn't have called it 4th and 11 in the SEC championship game with 3-4 minutes left to play. I agree with y'all on that, okay?
Right.
I do.
Right.
I absolutely agree on that.
All right.
But all I was trying to bring up was, and I'm not trying to fight with y'all, I'm just trying to make my point, okay?
All right.
I mean, Dabo made a call in the Florida State game that I don't understand in my life. You know when he come out to kick the field goal and he let his son fake it, fumble the ball, and everything else? I know that Clemson won that game by 3 touchdowns. I know that. But all I was trying to make a point of is that was a bad call. Do we agree on that or not?
On the Florida State game?
Yeah, when he faked the field goal and then put his son in there. You remember that? He fumbled a football. I mean, yeah, his, it was a disaster. It was a disaster his, from the word go.
His okay? son is the regular Hoyt. He put him in there like a special thing.
Yeah, his son's regular Hoyt.
Okay, now I wasn't, yeah. Wait a minute now. I wasn't even making a point about his son, regardless if he put Joe Blow Black in there. But it was a bad call, correct? It was a bad call, correct?
I don't remember faking the field goal, but Clemson did win by 3 touchdowns. They won 59-10.
Okay, I agree. Y'all don't listen. Y'all do not listen to what I'm saying.
You
I'm
are so cantankerous this morning. What is the matter,
I'm trying
buddy?
To damn listen. Right, because I'm tired of listening to y'all, and y'all not hearing my opinion, dude. I mean, yeah. I'm tired of it.
You got 30 okay? seconds before I got to take a break. Go ahead. Anything you want to say, go ahead.
Have a good day,
no,
bro.
No, man, I want to hear from
I need
you.
To say.
No, go on it.
Have a good day.
Thank
have
you,
a good
will.
Day. Go Dawgs. Okay, bye.
I don't know what the point is. For the life of me, I don't know what the point is. I wish I knew the point. I'm sorry.
Whew.
I love the guy.
This is not about 4th and 11, but that was about 4th and 11.
Hour number 2 when you come back right after this.